It was in the year 2000 that I spent 4 months on the island of Curaçao, the Caribbean, Dutch Caribbean. And it was a very interesting time because economically and politically it was in a very confusing period. And so there was a lot of poverty and confusion and drugs. So it was not, it didn't feel safe for me. I was there on my own as an artist in residence. So I took to walking first in the days, and then in the evenings I had to go out with company. So that's kind of to sketch a little bit what the atmosphere was like. But because I speak Spanish and English and Dutch and Papiamento, their languages, a mix of all these languages, I could communicate. This made it much easier. So I would take to walking in the streets and meet people and introduce myself as a photographer doing a project. And in one of these cases, I spoke to a woman with her beautiful little boy who were on the street during carnival time, and told her I was making a series, I would love to portray them. So she invited me to their house. And the next day we made an appointment. I went there, and they had a very lovely house, and on the wall of the house was a painting of the boy, actually a photographic painting. And she said to me, she says, you know, I still have that little suit that he wore on the picture. I have it. Maybe he can dress up with the same suit. And I said, that's a great idea. So she dressed him up, and out he came with his little black and white outfit. And there we posed, and I actually staged the photograph together with the photograph, which was the painting, which was there. And a bit later, still when he was in his suit, we went outside, and the mother disappeared to the kitchen or somewhere else. Him and I were in the garden alone. And then suddenly he realized he was there alone with me, and he was very young, and suddenly was afraid, like, what is this woman doing here? And he screamed. It was like the scream of Munch, the painter. And I took a picture of him screaming, and that became the cover of a weekly magazine, the Volkskrant magazine. And so this is, you know, what can happen on a photo shoot in a day.